I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples. The COVID-19 crisis has been going on here for a little while. A lot of people are doing self-isolation. Have you seen a lot of changes with the department on the different types of activities that you're doing?
We have seen several changes, Tom. Couple being, you know, we're doing our best to keep things clean around the police department more than normal. You know, we're cleaning before and after in the patrol cars and utilizing stuff from the fire department that helps kill viruses, and we're just going the extra mile to do our part to keep the community safe. And while we have to be out there on the front lines, try not to spread this virus or contract it and take it back to our families. But one of the biggest things we've seen is, I know it's an issue right now, but I believe the community is doing their part in self-quarantining. You know, the businesses are open, but this town becomes desolate about 5 o'clock when, you know, people are getting off work and going home. I believe they really are doing what the city municipality is requesting and the state government's requesting.
Are you seeing much in the way of people taking advantage of this as far as crime, or have people been pretty respectful?
So far, we're early into it. I think we're a little over 2 weeks, but people are being pretty respectful. Our proactive numbers are down because we're not seeking out minor crimes right now to keep the community and our officers safe, but we haven't had major crime. Our call volume still averages about 75 to 85. And so our reactive calls for service are still about the same. They're a little bit lower. And so that's what we're seeing right now. But I do believe the community is coming together as a whole. And I believe we're going to come out of this stronger than we went in.
Are we seeing officers checking out COVID-19 or coronavirus-related calls a little bit more?
Yeah, we're watching. We're staying in constant communication with the Livingston County Health Center and the Missouri State Government. You know, we're keeping an eye on those calls and the issues that we're seeing. You know, we do have people that are testing. We don't have anything confirmed within the city limits right now, but we do have our dispatch. They place those addresses in our dispatch, and they notify law enforcement and EMS and fire as well when those calls get dispatched to those certain addresses, so we can prepare and use our protective equipment.
What about checking on restaurants if there's any complaints and maybe the parks?
Honestly, we as a department try to support each restaurant on a daily basis. By doing that, we eat there, we do our curbside, we call in and pick it up, and we haven't seen any violations, really. I mean, there's not. I do believe that the business owners are doing their duty and keeping it to 10 people or less, but I believe they're doing it, and they're doing their part in trying to keep their business running and also conform to the guidelines. But as far as the parks, you know, the city municipality and the parks sent out the press release last night that the parks were closed down. We've received a few calls so far about violations, but when we get there, no one's there. I do believe the walking trails are still open, but we're not gonna come and arrest. We're gonna respectfully request that you leave, and I believe my officers use tact when they do that, and will not be overbearing about it. I think we're all in this together, and it's gonna take a community effort to overcome these issues.
Are you seeing a little bit more community support than normal, or is it pretty much the way it has been?
Yeah, we have had a lot of community support over the last few years. What I do see, and I tell everybody this, is I've seen this community come together more than ever, and that's what we need to overcome a pandemic like this. I don't believe just the police department or just the fire department or just City Hall can do it. I think it's a collaboration of everybody coming together, doing what we need to do, and remembering we're all in this together and that we're going to overcome it and come out stronger. You know, something that I do see is that the chamber, they've been instrumental in our community for a long time, but they're really pulling the community together as well. And I really believe that while this is negative right now, that Chillicothe as a community is going to come out stronger than we went into this pandemic.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.